So much killing off in my neighborhood. We ain't safe off in my neighborhood. These young niggas is lunch fools. So many tote tags on these young dudes. No OGs to look up to. The D-boys got cuffs too. Dropping out, get glorified. Role models ain't purified. Gotta go downtown to see a judge just to find out that the kid ain't mine. Arguments turn homicide. Crime scenes just horrify. A hot head and make a judge fry. 17 but coming home at 45. Pray to the man upstairs. I hope they reach when it's time for me to reach that gate. I need that key. It's impossible to have drive when you're living on E. Fuck, I ain't living on my knees. I'd rather die on my feet. Life throwing these jabs again and again. It's kinda hard trying to dodge your alum. So I take it on the chin and I forgive my pop for dipping on me. But it hurt my heart, he ain't get to know me. What's grandson, what's granddaughter? No father figure, make you work harder. Got this game from the concrete and these crooked streets is my coach Carter. Being smarter than the next, keep you here about 4 or 5 steps. Life get to working out hard, you gotta break it into 4 or 5 sets. So much killing off in my neighborhood. We ain't safe off in my neighborhood. Crooked police ain't protecting. The reverend ain't getting respected. Gotta put money off in the church, but we'll go after it's collected. My auntie addicted to cocaine. My uncle knee deep in the dope game. After a while, my auntie kicked, but my uncle ended up getting 14. The streets don't come with instructions, but we all know how it's gonna end. If you don't leave your mark in the cement, then your name just blow in the wind. Young niggas don't got goals. It's either money, cash, cars, or the hoes. They say death always come in threes, but I'm on funeral service number 4. It's hard to be broke and have patience. It's hard to have faith with these cases. No money, here you stuck with a PD. But that plea offer, you gotta take it. We all gon' die, just gotta face it. Poverty and violence, I relate with. We all wanna get to the stars, but nobody wanna start from the basement. So much killing off in my neighborhood. It ain't safe off in my neighborhood. You know what? Real talk, man, this rap shit wasn't even a goal of mine. It wasn't even something I wanted to do. It just fell on my lap. About 2007 and shit. I was working, just came home from school. I was working as at a rec center, working with kids. Something I always wanted to do, work with kids and give back. And I can remember I getting into a situation, doing some shit I ain't had no business doing. And I remember praying God, asking him to just get me out of the situation. Long story short, he got me out of the situation. And I was just like, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck I'ma do next? You know what I'm saying? I couldn't see myself working a real job. The sports shit, I tried that, it ain't work. You know what I'm saying? School shit, did that. And it was back to the streets, back to this rough, you know what I'm saying, the city of mine. So I guess I turned to the music. My grandfather had a nigga he was gambling with, cool with. So I was like, shit, you know what I'm saying? The nigga knew motherfucking Gerald LaVert or some shit. So I was like, just being a hustler, I was like, shit, if I get this nigga a song or something, just whatever, see what happens. So you know what I'm saying? I ain't know nothing about no rap. I ain't even know I could rap. Gave a nigga, did a song, and this real talk, 4 months I had a motherfucking record deal, 5 months, I'm saying Capitol Records, so, doing the rap shit, end up getting dropped for Capitol, and not fucking with the nigga that took me there no more, and coming back home again, knowing like, what I'm gonna do, I'm saying, am I gonna fuck with the streets, am I gonna, so only thing I could do is just get back to the community, man, and work with kids, and do some positive shit, just trying to stay out of jail, cause I can't forget that I made that promise of what I did. I wasn't gonna ever do that shit again, and I wasn't gonna get myself caught up. So I, you know what I'm saying? Got close with kids, I got close with families that need it. And I was just donating, giving back thousands of dollars, man. A lot of money. Cause I felt like that's what I needed to do, that's what my city needed. Like, it was so fucked up. I felt like I could change somebody's life. And I was doing this shit, donating. crazy money without selling no dope, without robbing no nigga. You know what I'm saying? Just off straight hustle. You know what I'm saying? Straight using my motherfucking brain and grinding. So I took that same hustle. I felt like I was a little older. Wasn't no label gonna come sign me or sign. So I just started my own shit. You know what I'm saying? Started my own team, building my shit from the ground up. So I just hustled and just kept giving back, kept doing shit in the hood. And then as I put the music back out, people caught on to it and people fuck with it because it was real, it was genuine. Niggas seen me in the streets, they seen me represent, they seen me doing shit wasn't nobody in this motherfucking city doing. You know what I'm saying? It's real talk. So we got back at the music, got hot, you know what I'm saying? Just kept pumping, kept pushing, and this is where we at right now. Just grinding and still staying real, staying true, you know what I'm saying? Got a lane, sticking to the lane. It is what it is.